it will at least appear that we know what we're doing. When Palm Sunday arrived, we expected only the 15 Bible study attenders to show up for our trial run service, but God had other plans. The letter we had mailed out to 15,000 homes was delivered early to some of them. We hadn't expected the letter to arrive in homes until a few days before Easter. Due to an efficient post office, 60 people showed up at the dress rehearsal, and 5 of them gave their lives to Christ that day. At that trial run service, I outlined the vision I believed God had given me for Saddleback Church. The first task of leadership is to define the mission, so I tried to paint in attractive terms the picture as clearly as I saw it. Over the years, we've returned again and again to that vision statement for mid-course corrections. Our vision has never really focused on getting big or erecting buildings. Instead, our vision has been to produce disciples of Jesus Christ. I remember how scared I felt after sharing the vision at the dress rehearsal service. I was overwhelmed with the fear of failure. What if this doesn't happen? Is this vision really from God, or is it just a wild dream of an idealistic 26-year-old? It was one thing to privately dream of what I expected God to do. It was another matter to publicly state that dream. In my mind, I had now passed the point of no return. In spite of my fears, I now had to move full speed ahead. Convinced that my dream would bring glory to God, I decided to never look back. Saddleback Church held its first public service the following Sunday, Easter, April 6, 1980. 205 people showed up to attend. We had caught a wave. I'll never forget the feeling of watching all those people that I'd never seen before walking up the sidewalk to Laguna Hills High School Theater. With a mixture of excitement, fear, and awe, I said to Kay, "This is really going to work." A mother holding her newborn baby for the first time could not have felt more joy. The birth of a new church was taking place. Yet I was also humbled by the awesome responsibility that I sensed that God was assigning to me that day.